my student, shot himself with a sawed-off shotgun on the stage.
Each person has such great potential that they don't realize that even one life thrown away is a waste.
Life's too precious. I'm too good looking. I'm not going to kill myself.
It would be such a, you know, simple way if you could just kill yourself.
It's tragedy. It's so sad that somebody would want to take their life for, you know, over stupid reasons that they don't realize are stupid, but to them it's so important.
Amidst affluence, youth suicide has spiraled, more than doubling in the past two decades. Explore some causes and cures with your hosts, the Peters brothers, Dan and Steve, authors of the best-selling book, Why Not Rock? Hear never-yet-revealed stories and new insights in this investigative report, Youth Suicide Fantasy.
Now examine with us secular rock music from a Christian perspective.
We think it's important. We think young people need to carefully examine some of the rock and roll stars they listen to every day.
Now you might say to us, are you going to talk about my favorite band? Well, listen, it's not possible to cover 400 or 500 bands in just a few minutes. If you want, pick up a copy of our book, Why Not Rock, so you can make better choices. But that's what we'll do. We're going to help you make reasoned choices in the area of rock and roll music. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7 that by a person's actions we will know them. Steve, with that in mind, let's talk about our rock music question marks.
It's important. We're going to talk today about the lyrics, the lifestyles, the goals and graphics of many of the rock stars you're listening to, many of the rock groups that you may just casually listen to from time to time.
Question number one, Steve, the lifestyles of today's rock musicians.
What about the lifestyles? We think they need to be examined. We think you need to look hard because, you know, Jesus did say that it's important for us to know the kind of people we're hanging around with.
Motley Crue openly talks about all their sleeping around with so many different girls. They openly brag about these sexual innuendos and opportunities they have after their stage shows.
They have even bragged about the gang fights they've gotten into. We find that they need to really be examined.
Don't think about nothing.
David Lee Roth, the night we were on ABC Nightline with him. Of course, he's the famous fella from from Van Halen. He's the guy who said, quote, if there's any integrities in rock music, it's that the way that we sing about the way we actually live.
Of course, he's been the only person that we know in history ever to purchase paternity insurance. Why has he done that? Well, apparently to protect himself from his sexual escapades on and off stage. Talking about lifestyles, there's been a whole new group of artists that have come into the rock scene in the last several years. We'll call them transvestites, or perhaps the bisexuals, guys like Boy George. You know, Boy George was interviewed by Barbara Walters on TV, Steve, and I was shocked to find out what the boy's lifestyle was all about. Yeah, sometimes you wonder. He really says he admitted that he was a bisexual. He could have sex with a male, sex with a female. It didn't make any difference to him. In fact, he went a step further and said he had his first homosexual experience at age 14 when a homosexual made a pass at him in a gay bar.
You can't.
tell me about the group, the Mary Jane Girls?
Mary Jane Girls were originated by a guy named Rick James. Rick James has had some weird and wild songs out, but he came across the Mary Jane. Of course, Rick believes in marijuana, and that's really what they were, and he named them. And of course, just every video these girls have been in that I've seen are totally and completely sexual in nature.
It's sort of like Rick Springfield. We came across a quote of even Rick Springfield, who said, quote, "I was one of the last guys in my class to get laid, and I had to join a band to do it like everyone else." He says that's the reason everybody gets into rock and roll music.
Dan, what's shocking about that is it isn't necessarily very rare for us to read an interview like that. So many of the guys that are in rock music got there because they wanted to get some of the girls.
I'm
How about a group like AC/DC, a group that's done nothing but get to the top in rock music by promoting raw sexuality, if you will?
Dan, I guess it really disgusts us. And even as this album cover is showing, Highway to Hell, we hope these guys aren't on the highway to hell. Here's an album entitled Rolling Stones Undercover. If you'll notice on the album, it's a picture of a nude girl, and they place stickers in certain places just to kind of let you know where they're coming from.
Jagger is the fella who's openly talked in public about his lifestyle. I mean, he's the fella who's the father of at least two or three children out of wedlock. In fact, one not too recently, fairly recently actually, by Jerry Hall.
As a matter of fact, this next slide, we'll just flash it up in front of you here. He's actually holding himself, holding his genitals. Mick first got known by going out and urinating on stage in front of the music critics. The critics tore him to shreds and made him a millionaire, made him a famous man. Steve, there's also a number of the heavy metal bands like Judas Priest who promote sadomasochism. Now, what does that mean? That means pleasure in sex through pain. Guys like Rob Halford of Judas Priest say that not only do they sing about it and wear all the chains, that's actually the way that they experiment and live off stage.
Call me.
could even go back like we have in many of the books we've written and the tapes we've produced and talk to you about even the very roots of rock and roll. Alan Freed coined the term rock and roll music. It was a sexual term called rocking and rolling with your girlfriend in the backseat of your car. It's a term called sex. Elvis seemed to let you know where he was coming from. When he died, there was over 14 different drugs running through his veins.
The way you act, you never would know it's there. Now, baby, time's a wasting. A lot of kisses I ain't been tasting. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna get to my share. Whistling through the trees, and it's telling you to bid your little woo with me. Why don't you take a listen? You never know what you've been missing. But up real close and be my little honey. What are they doing with the lady? Well, you're the prettiest thing I've seen, but you treat me so doggone mean. Ain't you got no heart? I'm dying to hold you dear. Why do you keep me waiting? Why don't you start cooperating? Ain't the things I say the things you want to hear?
We think you've got to be so careful what you feed into this mind. Steve, I don't know much about computers, but I'm convinced in computers, the way you and I have struggled with them this last year, is you put garbage in, you'll get garbage out. Young person, you want to get your life living right for God.
That's right.
Don't feed it full of garbage.
Speaking of feeding it full of garbage, many of the rock songs and rock stars promote drugs. John Lennon was picked up many different times.
People say I'm crazy.
Longer.
tell them there's no problem, only solutions. Well, they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind. I told them there's no hurry, I'm just sitting here doing time.
We got to question number one, that was the lifestyles. Question number two are the lyrics. I think a good guy to start with on these lyrics would be that of Prince himself. Let's talk about the lyrics of Prince Rogers Nelson.
Boy, some people have asked us, is he really a Christian? Is he living for God? Because he's dedicated some of his albums to the Lord. I mean, if you can't look at his songs, Dan, and find out where he's coming from, I think maybe you need to go back and read your scriptures. What about his song called Delirious? He goes through this sexual escapade in this song, enough to make you want to throw up. We'll be right back.
And of course, Steve, some time ago on one of his tours, we tried to stop a concert that he held in one city. We were concerned about his influence on young people. What happened in that stage show? We actually went to that concert that night, loaded up with prayer, armed with tracks. And who was the opening band, or the workup artist, if you will?
Sheila E. We were shocked and appalled, Dan, as we sat there and watched young people jumping up, trying to get on that stage. She called for an individual, a volunteer from the audience there. And what did she do? She brings him on stage, sets him down in a chair, and pins his arms behind his back.
Yeah, and then she begins to take this guy's clothes off. 20,000 kids are just screaming out of their minds, encouraging, take them all off. And then what happens? Well, then she gets down on her hands and knees. She puts her head between his legs, and she feigns oral sex with this fella in front of all these 20,000 screaming fans.
Did Prince try to stop her?
Are you kidding?
Yellow Riviera Star.
Daddy used to let me drive to school.
All the boys would follow me after class.
Never let them take me for a ride.
I didn't want them thinking that I was fast.
I mean, really, every girl has got a pride.
Every cheerleader in senior class
really, really hated my yellow pants.
Maybe it was the way they hugged my ass.
But I was the one that was at the dance.
Zenith's sister that I helped to raise.
Younger brother chest is bigger than mine.
But my voice deeper, so I got it made.
Real life men hate girls and wine.
Every man wants a day with style.
Sinner by day and a sinner at night.
Maybe talk dirty for a little while.
Buys my dinner, that's all right.
Most boys think they're so cool.
Far as you can see, most boys are jerks.
A double time talkers with halftime jugs.
You know that the way Sheila E. works.
I met a little pretty with yellow hair.
My body and my car too.
I gave him everything cause I didn't care.
Now this little yellow girl is blue.
Days until you're a prune. But blue's a better color if you're looking for a lover to show your pretty colors too.
Twisted Sister maybe didn't do that on stage, but I'll tell you, he does some wild things on stage. A couple of his rock videos do nothing more than promote rebellion. In fact, a camera crew that covered us also covered one of his concerts. On the way out, these young people that they tried to interview were so wild and aggressive that these teenagers began to actually beat up the camera crew.
Steve, how about the lyrics of Twisted Sister? Do you remember the one album we talked about lately about burning in hell?
One of the songs called Burn in Hell? I guess that's not really what I want to do.
Gonna burn in hell. Oh, burn in hell.
What about KISS? We need to talk about KISS. Does their name really stand for Knights in Service to Satan? I know there's a lot of preachers that have been preaching on that, but it's not true. Dan, we actually asked them, what does their name mean?
Yeah, one time we got a chance to sit in their dressing room with them, and Gene Simmons said it stood for Knights, not Knights in Service to Satan. He just took the name because they wouldn't let them put the F word on the album cover.
Here's his album entitled Lick It Up. If you've seen the video to this song, you've probably wanted to throw it up.
Yeah.
And then, Steve, let's talk about the Scorpions, another pretty popular band in America, and a group that had an album out called Virgin Killer. Look closely at this particular album cover. I trust we won't offend you. You'll see it features this little undeveloped girl with what looks like a bullseye over her vaginal area. The lyrics of this song go, "Try to escape, cry to escape. It's so hard to run away. He's a virgin killer, and you're a demon's desire." Steve, I resent pornography being used like that to promote the abuse of little children.
In fact, most of the Scorpions album covers, many Christians have found to be very objectionable. Can't take much time on these because they are just so explicit. This is a Skull and Crossbones here, this one called Snow White. I wonder if that isn't promoting demonology.
You want some action, you'll get your satisfaction. It's your neck, I'm gonna break.
How about this next one, Dan? Bondage. This one is by Gravestone. Victim in Chains is it's called. And there you can see a portion of a man and woman actually been chained together to get this, some sort of a rise out of the sexual experience. This one just sickened me when I saw it in a rock store. It's called Impaler. It's a rock star with blood just coming out of his mouth. Do you think that's going to influence you to live for God? And yet, you know, I saw young people in that store. The store was packed, grabbing albums off those shelves. The worse it seems like the better it sells.
Get mugged, man, talk.
in so many of the different seminars we've done in the last year, I find a real hardcore group of Christian kids growing up in Christian homes, junior high age, that are so into heavy metal music, like the group Wasp. What do you got to say about Wasp?
This album cover sickens me also. It's called Animal, and I can't use this word on television or in this video. It's F-U-C-K, that's the name of it. Animal, F-U-C-K, like a beast. And it's a saw cutting him in half, right in his groin area. Want you to go out and kill your favorite rock star, you need to pray for him. But first of all, you got to start inside. You got to clean up your own life, your own mind, your own act. We believe the things that you continue to pour in your mind,
right,
that is what you are going to become.
We invite you to take a stand for righteousness. Now, some of you have just allowed these kinds of things to slide. Some of you can take a stand in your community. Some of you young people maybe ought to take a stand. Maybe on your school buses, they're constantly playing rock, or they're jamming it down your throat in the study hall. And everywhere you go, it seems like it's bombarding you. We'll be right back.
through this message, you can share with your community, with your family, with your children, some of the truth about rock music.
You know, it only takes one to seemingly clean up a whole area. I challenge you, so say that there'd be an opportunity for you to go before the principal and to talk to him in order to just take a good stand. I even had a couple of old ladies come up to me some time ago. They were concerned about all the teenagers that would walk by this particular convenience store on their way home, on their way home from school. These kids would pick through the pornographic magazines. These ladies got on the telephone. They made a couple of phone calls, put pressure on some store owners, and you know what? Overnight, those stores were cleaned up. It can happen, Steve. Some of you are saying, see mom, see dad, he didn't mention my group. Well, listen, we want to talk to you about probably the two most important things we can today, the two R's. The first R is relationship. For much more important than which rock group do you listen to is, how about your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Young person, that's really where it's at.
Find my proper place.
Jesus, I know I've sinned. I know I've done wrong. But today, I want to begin to live my life for you 100%. Lord, I know that no matter what they've done, no matter what they've been into, God, you can and will forgive them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the many who have even taken the time to pray with me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, I told you there's two R's. One is relationship with the Lord. The second is rebellion. Maybe some of you say, well, boy, I'm safe now. He didn't talk about my favorite rock band. Listen, young person, rock music is not guilty or responsible for all the problems in the world. We think, young person, rock music and your love of it is just a surface issue. The root problem is rebellion. Some of you are rebels without a cause. You don't know really what you're running from, but you know you're not going to give in. You're going to keep running. Today, we'd like to challenge you too, to get rid of your music, get rid of anything that stands between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we'd like to invite you to join the hundreds of kids, thousands of kids that have gone home. They've looked at all their materials. They've looked through all their record albums and their cassettes. They've talked to their parents and they said, Mom and Dad, do any of these things promote a value system you don't believe in and you don't want me to be a part of? We'd like to encourage you to join those kids that have done that, and they've burned, broken, destroyed over $10 million worth of stuff in the last few years. It's been fantastic. We'll be right back.
And most of all, we want you to know that we care. We're concerned about you. That's why we've devoted our life to trying to teach the truth about rock.
Stop your grinning and drop your linen.
And I'm Steve Peters.
And what you've just seen is the opening of a production which is being viewed by young people all around the country. We put it together with this idea in mind.
Christian kids are totally unaware of how their rock music affects them. We're finding, though, in greater and greater numbers, rock music helps you formulate not only your values, not only your goals, but you'll see in the next few minutes how it actually has encouraged young people to do violence against their own body.
He used a 30-30 rifle, and when we opened the door, his brain was lying in the middle of the bed, and his body lying on the floor.
There's nothing glorious about it. It's awful. Any teenager considering committing suicide that way, they have to realize that somebody has to find them.
Sandy Boucher was the first to alert us that rock music can encourage youth suicide. Her son Steve was a typical 13-year-old. He latched onto the rock group Kiss first. After a time, he became obsessed with AC/DC and would play them hour after hour. The Bouchers did not realize that his favorite song, Shoot to Thrill, was actually encouraging Steve to kill himself.
The lyrics go, are you willing? Put your head up to me. I'm gonna pull it, pull the trigger. Super thrill, way to kill. I've got my gun and I'm ready. Shoot to thrill. George Boucher said, we're not saying that he killed himself only because he listened to lyrics like this, but the music gives suicide credibility. It promotes, encourages, and advises it, and he said that amounted to murder.
According to the chief of the Los Angeles Suicide Prevention Center, Dr. Robert Littman, rock music may be contributing to the high rate of teen suicide in the U.S. The main danger, he says, is that many young people may echo the attitude of such singers whom they choose as role models. For example, one boy hanged himself after going to a rock concert, seemingly in imitation of the entertainer who did a mock hanging of himself during the show.
Can you safely follow the lifestyle of your favorite musician when so many of them are bent on their own destruction? Watch this. Enough to make you want to throw up.